Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Sota Mem Vav, Sota 46b, pagination is 92, starting from the fifth of the widest lines on the topic of Egla Arufa. At the end of Parsha Shoftim, there's a law that if a person is found killed near a city, then that city is responsible to bring an Egla Arufa for the elders of the city to make a declaration during the process. Yodenu lo shafchu es adam hazeh, we are not responsible for the death of this person. Asks the Gemara, v'chi al libenu olsa, did it go up on our hearts, on our minds, to think, shebezdin shofchim damim, that the Bezdin, the judges of the court, are the ones responsible for the death, that they are the murderers. Ella, rather, Lobo Liodenu, he didn't come to our hands and we acted irresponsibly by not providing properly for him. In other words, if someone of this type would come to us, we would certainly give him food, and if this person came, we gave him food, and we would accompany the person according to the mitzvah of livaya, accompaniment, which apparently is a very powerful expression and protects the person both physically and spiritually on their journey. Physically, because if bad people see the person leaving the town accompanied, they won't attack that person because they know that that person has friends, and those friends would avenge the loss, and they would get into deep trouble. But if they see the person leaving town without anybody caring, then they might be tempted to mess with that person on the theory that his death will not cause anybody any worry and law and order will not pursue them. On a spiritual level, it appears that accompanying the person gives them energy. True, also on an emotional level, they carry their head high. If someone accompanied them, they didn't leave that chapter of their life with their head meek as a result of being rejected from the town. And levaya is very important. The Rambam in Hilchas Avel, Perek Yudalid, Halacha Beis, writes, Schar ha-levaya meruba min akol. The merit of accompanying a person out of your house or out of the city is greatest of all. V'hu ha-chok she-chokuko Avram Avinu. It is a rule that was established by Avram according to his approach of chesed. Ma'achil u'mashke, he gave people to eat, he gave people to drink. U'melave osan, and then he accompanied them out. Ubezdin hayu misaknim shaluchim lelavos adam haover mimakom lamakom. The court was responsible to appoint people who could accompany the travelers from place to place. They could accompany them on their journey and bid them in safety on their journey. And that becomes a communal responsibility, as the Rambam is describing it. So the Gemara gives examples of levaya or lack thereof. First, we'll give a positive example from what we would consider an unlikely source. In the middle of the wide lines, towards the middle of the line, Va'anokim ligargarosecha, and then we begin, Va'omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, B'shvil arba pesios, because of four paces, shalava paro lefaro, that paro, shalava paro leAvraham, that paro accompanied Avraham when he bid him well, shenemar, as the pasuk says, vayitzava lav paro anashem, paro designated people that would accompany Avram out of the city, nishtabid bivonav arba meos shana, paro had a merit that he was the one allotted those 400 years that the Jewish people were meant to be enslaved in a foreign land. It got awarded to Paro. It was owed him, so to speak, some sort of kindness for what he did for Avram by giving him Levaya, by accompanying him in safety and protection out of his country. Skipping a line, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Kolam Alaves Chavera Arba Amos Be'ir, Eino Nizak. If you accompany a person 4 amos, approximately 7 feet, meaning a few steps, that protects the person within the city. The Gemara towards the bottom of the page tells us of a tragic story. It's described in Melachim Beis, Perek Beis, regarding Elisha. Elisha is normally viewed as one of the kindest of the Nevi'im. Tremendous number of prakim about him and how he made efforts to involve himself with the needs of the people on a very personal level. But there was a particular incident in the beginning of his career, so to speak, which was very tragic. Elisha came to the city of Jericho, and he was told that the water is bitter, and he cured the water. He made it good. As he left Jericho, there were people who ganged up on him and started teasing him, taunting him, speaking badly to him. And these were the people who used to carry the water for the city. And now that the water was cured, they were out of a job. The Gemara is going to call them Ketane Emuna, small in their faith, particularly at a time when Hashem is bringing blessing to people. They should have rested assured that Hashem would provide for them as well, and their parnasa needs would also be provided for. But their reaction was to make fun of Elisha and to be upset with him. The pasuk in Chafdale tells us, "Vayifen achara vayirem." Elisha gazed at them. He checked into them if they were worthy, and he realized they were not worthy. Vayikalaleim b'shem Hashem, and he cursed them in the name of Hashem. Vateitzena shtayim dubim min hayar, and 2 bears came from the forest. Vativak ena mehem arba'im ushne yeladim, and destroyed 42 of these youths. For the bears to destroy 42 of the youths, we can only get an imagery of how big the mob must have been, that 42 got killed. Even 42 ganging up on him would be a significant number. Our Gemara tells us that it could have been alleviated and the situation never would have deteriorated the way it did had they provided Levaya for Elisha. And that's true on different levels. These people wouldn't have ganged up on Elisha if they had a sense that he was accompanied. Elisha wouldn't have felt vulnerable as these people were approaching him, and he wouldn't have felt the necessity to curse them, which the Mefarshim, the Radak among them, points out that was considered a failing. That was something that Elisha would get punished for. As great as he is, as righteous as he may be, as correct as he is in this interaction. He was correct in curing the water. But to curse people to the point that someone is cursed and dies, it's a tremendous tragedy. The Gemara tells us, El Mole Livo Ansha Yericho Le Elisha, had the people of Yericho accompanied Elisha, Lo Gira Dubim Litinokos, he never would have caused those beers to destroy the youths. So we have the phenomenal concept of Levaya. Interestingly, when we accompany a person on their final journey to the world to come, to the world of truth, to the judgment in front of Hashem at the end of life, we also call that Levaya. We accompany the person and we provide them with care, with blessing, with a sense that someone is interested in their success. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.